Yo, what's up? It's your buddy Kim Merrill, the human durag, flat baby, because I keep it wavy. Today on Victory Light, we got a super banger. We got NFL Hall of Fame legend Michael Irvin. Yes, that Michael Irvin is in the building. He's talking about his Hall of Fame career. He's talking about the documentary that's out right now on Netflix called America's Team about the Cowboys. We talk a little bit about fatherhood, coaching, motivation, you know what I'm saying? Who's looking good in the NFL this year? Some predictions, some darts from the God, Michael Irvin himself. Don't go nowhere, because he got gems.
A victory light.
How you doing, Mike? Mike, I got four dudes in here helping with this stuff. And I'm only 40. So listen, don't feel bad. This shit is difficult, man.
This shit is difficult. It is supposed to be made. It's supposed to make shit easy.
It's supposed to make shit easy. And I'm like, it is hard as fuck. It's hard as a motherfucker. I'm like, yo, what wire goes where? Yo, hold on. Right. What channel? Right. What frequency? Right. What are we doing?
What the fuck are we? I just want to, hey. I wanted to get to the place where when I think it just happened. And I'm telling you, they're moving towards this. This right now, anything you say shows on these phones.
100%.
Sometimes when you don't, I be thinking shit and it be popping up. I'm like, how are they doing?
How they doing?
You know what I'm saying? This phone knows everything.
Mike, listen, you will have a conversation about anything, diapers, then you pick up your phone and you had six ads for diapers on your phone. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. You know what I'm saying, though? But see, sometimes even I'm just thinking about shit like, dang, man. Dang. And I don't know why I got it on my phone and I'm like, that's funny. That's scary. That's scary. I didn't speak it yet. And they're, you know, and I guess they're moving towards that.
They're moving.
Soon you think it.
Hey, we can't fight it, Mike. We can't fight it. You know,
we can't fight.
We the OGs now. We just gotta roll with it.
Hey, speaking of the documentary, I would have been scared with this back then. Not just from them getting me. I'm talking about from what I could get if I were, you know,
that part.
I would have been.
There's some clamshell phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some old phones that I'm glad died. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm glad they don't work no more.
You're right.
So, like you said, documentary is out now. America's Team. It's on Netflix. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I am the Kid Merrill. This is Victory Light. We have in the building Cowboy legend, Football Hall of Famer, NFL GOAT. You know what I'm saying? When you talk about whiteouts, you know what I'm saying? He's top two, and he might not be two. You know what I'm saying? Depending on who you ask. It's Michael Irvin, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show, my guy.
Hey, thanks, my brother. I appreciate you having me on, man. Now, my thoughts on that, I appreciate you saying top two, because I always tell people, I give the number one to Jesus and Cleats. I call Jerry Rice Jesus and Cleats. But that was my dude. I had him on my locker, and I love him. But I always say this to dog. Once you finish with that E and Rice, you better start with that M and Michael. You understand?
That's because what I'm talking about.
Right. Jerry Rice played 18 great years, great numbers. I played about 9 in games played. But we both got 3 rings, you see. So I got all 3 of mine in about 9.5, 10 years.
He did the advanced plan.
Got in there quick.
That's what's up. So, in the documentary, you know, it's yourself, Jimmy Johnson, Jerry, Emmitt, you know what I mean? Like, was there anybody that you didn't think would participate that did?
No, you know what? We all talk about our history quite a bit. We're all still very close. And, you know, life sends you things, and we dealt with it. And I think in this documentary, people are going to talk about the great peaks, and they'll talk about some of the valleys.
Yeah.
And that's okay, that's part of a journey. Anyone that has a rise up to success, and it's a straight ride up without the bumps on the way, are less relative. You can't relate to them because you're not on a straight ride. Mm-hmm. They are not on a straight ride either. You just don't know about the valleys. You only hear about the peaks. So you can't be inspired too much because you know you're going to have valleys. So hearing about the valleys and the peaks makes you relatable.
Right,
makes
right.
you relatable. And that's why the story makes a lot of us relatable. Yeah, we accomplish great things. We're blessed to do that. But we are, like all humans, we are. We're not perfect.
We're flawed people. We're flawed human beings. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Yeah. Flawed.
We're made
flawed
in God's
people.
Image, but, you know,
and
nobody's
doing
perfect.
Some flawed shit sometimes.
Uh-huh. That part. That part. So you talked about Jerry, you know, and, you know, your career. Who was somebody that you hated to see line up across from you?
Oh, man. You know what? I tell people all the time, I went through gold jackets to get to my gold ring.
Uh-huh.
We played one-on-one. Deion Sanders, Daryl Green, Rod Woodson, you know, Champ Bailey, Aeneas Williams, and now Eric Allen, who just got in. All of those guys lived with me basically everywhere I went, everywhere I played, man. But the documentary, everybody got in. Everybody got in the documentary. I thought they did a great job at pulling people in, bringing people in, and telling the stories. You know what I mean? Telling the stories of the locker room, not just on the football field, because you saw what happened on the football field. We saw, everybody saw that. A documentary is about the things okay, why did that happen? You know, give the details on the background stuff and sharing those. Yeah, I was happy to see everybody. I was happy to see Eric Williams in and talking about his car accident. As a matter of fact, I talked to him after that. And, you know, you don't know what affects a man in certain ways. You know, like, I knew I was never the same after my hotel situation.
Right.
Yeah, after that hotel problem. I was never the same on the football field because I felt like, man, how can I get down on these guys so hard about accountability when my butt got caught in a hotel room doing, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking
so
up.
It changed things. It changed things, you know, even though, you know, I know a lot of young men were doing a lot of things. We were all just trying to make it easy that I was doing. But it messed with how I felt they looked at me.
Mm.
So I was never the same. So, you know, I was happy. And when Eric Williams told me how much, he said, man, it did me so good to be able to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because he had been carrying it. He felt like he let us down because we would have won four straight with three straight if he didn't get hurt.
Right.
He felt like he let us down. So to have that opportunity to share it and he feels like he can move on now. So I think it has some of that. There's some of that catharticness in it for a lot of us.
Right. So that release of like, yo, we get to tell the story
get
it out there, you know. And
you've been hiding it, holding it, hoping your kids don't find out about it.
Right.
You don't want, because, you know, they were not even born then, and I don't want them to see. And I used to always say things are different. When I wanted to know about my dad, I would have to go to the library and go through an encyclopedia and look for Irvin and try to find something.
Yeah.
By the time you'll quit. Nowadays, they boom. Oh, God.
Oh, that's what.
So that's right. So it's best to talk about it because you really can't hide it anymore.
Yeah, right. No, everything is on the internet nowadays. You know what I mean?
Out.
You got to tell your kids everything about yourself because then what they do is they go to your Wikipedia page and they find out on Wikipedia.
Right.
And they're like, oh, shit, you was doing this?
and you trying to tell me to get in before 10?
Yeah.
I ain't doing it. You know what I mean? The whole thing on Wikipedia. So, yeah, you got to get
so speaking of kids, I'm a father of four. You know, you're a father yourself, you know.
Right.
There's a very famous clip of you speaking about your son and you were concerned about his rap career. You know what I mean? Because he's rapping about things from the trenches that you said that he did not experience. You experienced these things.
Correct.
As a father, you know, sometimes you got to get down with your son and be like, yo, hey, listen, I could talk to you or we could go a different route. Would you go the route of battle rapping him? You know what I'm saying? To let him know, I'm really from here. I'm really from the trenches.
Right.
I'm going to battle rap you. I'm going to smoke your boots. And then this is going to be the end of that.
A victory light. A victory light.
Hey, Tut. I'm looking for Tut here now.
Tut
Saratoga, my son.
Uh-oh.
My son, right? My son. We're going to put a rap. We're going to do just that. We're going to do that. I promise. Me and Tut Tarantino, my son Elijah Irvin, we're putting one together right now.
Let's go.
Promise. We were talking about that. I told him. I told him, man. He asked me a couple weeks ago. He said, "Dad, we should." I said, "We should do something, man. Let's do something together." Because I was telling people what you were talking about. Let's talk about this. I was on TV. We were discussing the Ja Morant situation.
Right.
When Ja Morant got caught with the gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And they wanted to take his $200-300 million contract. And I was like, well, wait a minute. That's not right. Because you know, it's not illegal to have a gun. You know, he didn't do anything.
He was in Memphis.
And he was waving around in Memphis. So it's not illegal. And so I was saying, when we were talking about this on TV, I said, the problem we have in our culture with our people is we glorify thug life. You know, in all of the music, all the music, everybody rapping like they're the baddest, hardest killers. You want to win a wet t-shirt contest? You ain't gave nobody a wet t-shirt. Stop lying. I told him, I said, my song raps, Tuck Tarantino. Elijah Irvin, he's rapped by Tuck Tarantino.
Yeah.
And he rapped about some of the hardest things in the world. But he grew up in a gated community. And everybody, Michael Cole is son of life. No. I call all of those dudes liars. Thank you. And I'm not calling them liars. It's their art. That's the art. And that's what sells. That's what sells. No different than we come on TV and you got people talking about things and they repeat what they heard.
Oh, yeah.
They repeat what they heard. Just because somebody else said it doesn't make it true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because somebody else, yeah, you got to do your own study. You got to do your own work. And I hate when I hear people say things that's not true, like he gets stronger as the game goes on. It's physically impossible.
Stop lying, people. Bro. Come on.
You're just saying things because you heard somebody else say it. You see what I mean? So they went and took Michael Cole's son. No, I didn't call my son life. I told you that whole rap art. Now, you got some real killers in there learning to rap and try to rap. But you got a lot of dudes that just saying words that they didn't live.
Yeah.
You're right. Right.
Yeah.
It's the art of the business. You know what I mean?
Right.
The Bible says creating your image and likeness. I had one son that played football and one son that raps. What do you think I do? I play football and I rap on TV. That's what we call it.
Let's go.
We call it rap. When you put a beat to it, it's rapping. But talk is rap.
100%.
And music to talking is rapping. So they are in my image and likeness. And I've always been scared to try rapping. My son isn't. We're going to put something together, me and Tarantino.
So
y'all get ready to wait on this thing. Y'all get ready to wait on this thing.
I got
to
be in the building for that, Mike.
Yeah, we're going to put it together. I've always been scared to do it, too. Like, that's the one thing I'm afraid to do. Dance and sing. I let my people convince me to go Dancing with the Stars a little while ago, man. And I'll never forget. Listen, man.
Man, come on.
The dude said, what was the guy? He said, Michael, you like the economy. We keep waiting on you to get better and nothing happens. I was like, dang.
God damn. That's a creative.
Right, that's a creative way
to slam the motherfucker. Goddamn.
Yeah. Right. I want to see you catch a damn slant right.
Uh-huh.
Let me see you go
that
catch
part.
A slant right.
Yeah.
Right. Let me see you go catch a slant.
Yeah, go catch his pass across the middle with the safety crashing down on you. Yeah,
right. Catch that. Let me see you do that. Right.
So you are a great motivator, man. When you on TV, you are money on TV. Your energy is always like up here. You know what I mean? You're very entertaining on TV. And in your career, you was always, as far as I'm a Giants dude, New York, you know what I'm saying? Same division. So I grew up idolizing you and hating you at the same time. Like, goddamn this month. Goddamn Michael Irvin. Goddamn it. We ain't going to get one against this goddamn mother. But going back to the motivation thing. You in the huddle, you a motivator, bro. You are, you know what I'm saying? Your energy is high. You're hyping up your teammates. I'm coaching you football. You know what I'm saying? This is my third year. Mm-hmm. I'm that guy also. Like, I'm a motivator. Mm-hmm. But I'm running out of things to say. You know what I'm saying? So, like, let's say, for example, my team, we down 2 touchdowns in the playoffs going in. Mind you, this is youth, you know what I'm saying, football. But they don't care because this is Jersey. They cussing. So what am I saying to them in the like? What's the Michael Irvin speech at halftime for my Eagles?
You're down a couple touchdowns.
Down a couple touchdowns halftime. Other defense is looking strong, but we you know, my linemen, they heads down a little bit. What we doing?
you got a chance at winning this game, you believe? Is it a talent thing that you, or is it a collective will thing? Football requires two things, right? A skill and a collective will. Either one of these you can win with. I can win with skill, or I can take a team with lesser skill, but that team got a greater collective will, and we can still win. What did you have? I want to take what you got great and magnify. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And make what we don't have great a little smaller. You see? So if I got a better skilled team, I'm going to tell them, it's okay. We just had some mishaps out here. We're a better skilled team than this.
Yeah.
We just got to come together and we'll overcome this. If they got a better skill, then I tell them, don't worry about the skill. We got the better collective will.
You
got
to give it to me.
Come together and whoop their butt. Hey, this Tut right here.
Big Tut Tarantino.
This Tut Tarantino right here.
Yes, sir.
I was telling him about the album we worked on. He said we should do a rap battle. We working on one right now.
Let's make it happen.
We gonna work on it. We ain't going to battle, but we going to put it out there.
Put
together.
It together. Make it happen.
He's trying to teach me to rap. He's trying to teach me to get.
Y'all got to do the Birdman, Lil Wayne thing, man. Father son situation.
Yeah, we gonna,
you know what I mean?
We gonna do that.
Mike, I need the speech though. I need the speech in with the Mike Irvin energy. The messaging is there. I need the energy. Come on, hit me.
Let me get this. Right. I'm a coach. You told me. Start with your line, and I'm gonna tell my line. Line. I want you to understand this. When you step out here on this field,
yeah, coach,
understand not just what's in front of you today, but what's in front of you for your life. You got an opportunity to make a difference right here, right now.
Okay.
Every time you line up, you look up, you look at that guy across from you, and whatever you want in life, you say, he's trying to stop you from getting it. If you want to take care of your mom, when I say Blue 18, set. When I say set, you look up and you say to yourself, this joker trying to stop me from taking care of my mom. And on hut, you bust his ass. You hear what I'm telling you? That's what I want you to do.
Let's go.
If they too young, you can't use that word.
In the end,
I'm going to tell you what else I tell my lineman. I said, I want you to understand what's ahead of you. Not just that guy in front of you. Once you beat him. The future ahead for you is going to be great. Let me tell you why. You're going to be in the league one day. And you better remember the rule of threes. You're going to be 300 pounds. Somebody across from you going to be 300 pounds. You stand in front of him for 3 seconds. Some team going to pay you $300 million. You go whoop his butt and let's start your life right here, right now. Let's go.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
War Eagles.
I'm working the game.
War Eagles. Let's go.
I'm telling him to look at what's in front of him. To get to what's in front of you. We're going to take this joke out and everybody else.
Let's go.
That's where I would be going with that.
Uh-huh. You got me ready to run to a wall, coach.
I'm going a little bit in here. I'm sweating, ready to get talking to me.
Come on, baby.
I know it's hot.
Well, yo, Blast 26 right. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, listen up. There's nothing greater than what you're doing, dude. Honestly. And I wish, that's the one thing I wish I would have done. Gotten into coaching right afterwards and just wrote it out like Deion did with his sons, all of that. Because there's just nothing like it. They have a chance to pour into those young men, you know, to give them something, man, and move them forward. Because you already walked that walk. So when I was talking to Miami the other day, I said, when I come talk to you guys, all I have is my history. I'm sharing my history to help you get to your greatest destiny. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to understand right now, I'm sharing my history to you while you're writing your history right well.
Ooh, oh,
so you can reminisce well. You see what I mean? Every moment, every step, every play, every day, you are writing your history. You want to know what you want people to say great things about you. Put great things down right now.
Mike, you could be a pastor. You preaching right now, boy. You got it,
see, that's the scary. Now you know when into my scary part. You're scary part. Because that's what my mom used to say to me all the time. She said, God told me you were going to be a pastor, baby. I said, Mom, I can talk the talk. I don't know about walking.
What are you doing? Hey, listen, you're preaching in the huddle. That's all you need to do, champ. You know what I'm saying?
A victory light. A victory light.
We talked about, you know what I'm saying, the documentary, the 90s, the dynasty, you know. Let's talk about a little bit about the modern league, what's going on right now. You know what I mean? I said, I'm a Giants fan. I saw Jackson Dart in the preseason. He looked good.
Looks good.
Looking good. The defense is looking good. Abdul Carter's looking good. Dexter Lawrence is him. You know what I mean? There's a lot of good things going on. The NFC
East Neighbors.
That's what I was going to ask you. I was like, who is a guy that you see right now in the NFL that's like, hey, he remind me of me?
Malik Neighbors is so funny you said that. I like that Joker, man. I like him a lot, man. That relationship, what I see with Jackson Dart and Malik Neighbors, can remind me a lot of Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman.
Hey.
You know what I mean? It really does, dude. It really can remind me a lot of him. I love Neighbors. I think he's a beast. A freaking beast. And Jackson Dart. And now what you're going to see this year, though, what you'll see this year is that'll be interesting, and it depends on how, and I can't wait to see how Russell Wilson plays, because I saw enough of Jackson Dart to be like, maybe we should just go straight to him. You know what I mean? And Giants fans are going to be wondering this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you lose a game with Russ, it's a lose-lose.
Right.
If you lose a game with Dart, that's a lose-win.
It's still upside.
Let me tell you why. Because if I lose with Russ, I'm losing the game and I'm losing the future. I'm losing the game now.
Mm.
I'm losing the future. Because Russ ain't going to be here in the future.
Right.
But if I lose a game with Jackson Dart, I may lose the game, but I'm not losing the future because he got experience. Whatever mistake he made in that game, he's not going to make in the next game, because so I'm gaining the future. So you know what I mean? If Russ starts losing, then you might as well go to your guy Jackson Dart and just say, I don't want to lose-lose. I want to lose and try to win. So you got to monitor that.
Okay.
Hey, come on, hype now,
maybe. All right, so any predictions, you know what I'm saying? Anybody you see that's going to break out this year, teams that's going to break out this year, sleepers?
I need the Giants to be one of these teams to break out so they can help out the Cowboys, if you know what I mean. Let me tell you what I mean by that now. Because This NFC East thing is going the way.
Uh-huh.
With the Giants picking up and playing well. You know, Eagles and the Commanders, they were in the NFC Championship game last year. And now here comes the Cowboys. Every time Dak has had two good receivers, they've gone about, you know, they've done pretty good. The Cowboys before last year went 12-5 the last 3 years. So I'm expecting this East to be a beast, like it was before. And I need the Giants, who always have some pretty good success with Philadelphia Eagles and all, they have great, great rivalry. I need y'all to play well and help us with them Eagles a little bit. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Is my friend. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get it.
We all together right now trying to go knock off Philly.
Word.
And get that spot. So you know what I'm saying? That's the name of this game.
We're trying to get Jalen out of there, man. We need somebody else up there, you know?
Get him out of there. Let's go.
So listen, there was an interview that I seen recently with one of our GOATs, Denzel Washington. You know, he was on First Take, and he does not necessarily agree with Jerry's philosophy. He said he's a lifelong fan. He's concerned that Jerry's more worried, more tuned in to, you know, ticket sales, getting, you know, brand money, as opposed to, like you said, rings.
Right. And Jerry is. And thank God he is. You know, because the league is where it is now. When I was playing, your top salary is $5-7 million a year. You think that's great money. Now, Jerry came in and changed that. And that's what's so great about the documentary. The documentary gives you some insight. I didn't know Jerry as well as I know him. And I've been with Jerry a lot, and I love him as a mentor and as a friend. He's helped me a great deal. I didn't know that he wrote his college thesis on the broken system of the NFL. You see, this changes things. I tell people all the time, I measure men in distance traveled. Don't tell me where you are. Tell me where you started. I will see where you are and measure you accordingly. If you started in the ghettos of hell and you have made it out of that ghetto and you sitting over here, you've done great things, you worth $100 million, you're a bad man. Because you started in nothing and you grew up to that. If you started with $1 billion that your dad gave you and you grew that billion to $100 billion, you're a bad man. You know, you started with something, but you blew that out the water and took it to another level, you know. But if you start with $1 billion and you still got $1 billion, shut up. If you started in the ghetto and you stayed in it, shut up. You see what I mean? I want to see your distance travel. And hearing Jerry in that distance travel, going, people think he just lucked up on money and bought the Cowboys. No, this man directed. He was directed. That's impressive to me. That's impressive to me. Things like that impress me. I like doing podcasts like this to try to bring out that one thing that made you this successful so I can give it to the next person. You talk about motivation and inspiration. Mm-hmm. Motivation means I got some things outside of me that move me. Inspiration says I got something inside me that will keep moving me.
Yeah.
So I want us to take those great things from great people and implement them in our lives so we can try to hit greatness.
Oof. Yo, man. Yo, listen. So now I need you to motivate everybody watching this right now to lock in, subscribe to Victory Light with the Kid Mero from Mike Irvin. Give me that top shelf Mike Irvin hype energy. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell everybody. Each and every one of us want to be the very best of us. How do we do that? How do we make sure that happens each and every day? We must guard our intake. What we take into our spirit. So make sure you take in the right things. Take in Victory Light with Kid Mero to get you ready to go find your greatest light. Take in what you need. So subscribe right now. You're subscribing to your best world. Subscribe to be your best so you can give your loved ones all of what God has put in you.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby.
And press that button right now. You're pressing the button to your greatest life.
Hit that button. Let's go, baby.
That's what up.
Michael Irvin,
right now.
Legend, Hall of Famer, the jacket says it all. Cowboy legend, wide receiver legend, man, football legend, TV legend,
just
the GOAT of all GOATs, Michael Irvin in the building, y'all. This is Victory Light. It's your boy, the Kid Mero, man, a human direct flight. Why? Because I keep it wavy, baby. We will see y'all next time. Mike, holla at him.
A Victory Light. A Victory Light.